As human beings, we are very good actors. So sometimes you may come to church or meet with your friends, and you have a smile on your face from ear to ear, but really the stuff that you're going through are difficult. You're going through hard times. But you know, the good things about those hard times, there is always an opportunity to come out of them. And when you come out of them, you are able to reflect and tell God, thank you. There is a time, you know, you look back, you reflect at where you are today, and you'd never have imagined that you'd be where you are today. Probably you, probably your family, probably your parents. But when you look back today and look back at where the Lord has taken you, you can only say, this is the hand of God. And so today, it's going to be a moment for us to reflect on what God has done for us as individuals, but also as a church, because God has also taken us, you know, in a journey. And many of you do know that God's ways are not straight. You know, sometimes you meander and you go around. Sometimes you look like you've gone to where you started from. But God always has a strategy. You know, he says that the plans that I have for you, they are for good. And God's plan always comes to fruition. God's plan always comes to fruition. Sometimes we think that he's delaying. Sometimes we think that, you know, I'm back to where I started. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we testify and we say, you know, life is a cycle. But I'm telling you, the plan that God has for you, they are for your good. Sometimes he lets you go through that lesson again because you probably didn't get it the first time. But those plans, at the end, they are to give you a future and a hope. But this is not about those plans. This is a time to look back and tell God, thank you. That had it not been for the hand of God, had it not been for the Lord who saw me when this happened, had it not been for the Lord who helped me go through this journey, I would never have been able to make it on my own. And so today, I want you to sit back and relax. I know it's cold, Carol, you're holding yourself like this. But I want you to be able to relax and allow yourself to be ministered to. Minister to yourself. Allow yourself to minister to somebody else by speaking of what the Lord has done for you. Being thankful, you know, when you look behind and just tell God, thank you. Praise the name of Jesus. And I know right now your minds are going back and maybe there are 1,001 things that you can actually thank God for. And that is okay. But don't tell us all of them at once. Spare some of them for another day. So just tell us what is most important, you know, number one, number two, number three, and then the others will, you know, when you have another chance, then you can also share at that particular time. Praise the name of the Lord. Isn't the Lord good? Look at yourself and see yourself in America. Who would have thought that somebody from your village would come to America? Look at yourself, you know, in this country, you know, and living in the years that you have lived in this country, being so productive. Who would have thought? Who would have even imagined? You know, one, I think it's the psalmist who writes and says that, you know, when I look at myself, I'm just amazed at myself, at the way God has created me. He says, my body is so wonderfully created. Who would have known that one day I would end up being the person that I am today? Hallelujah. Are we having testimonies that are bubbling right now? Are we having issues, things that are just burning? And I say, I just want to tell the Lord, thank you for this. And if it's just going to say, even if it just means for you to stand up and say that I just want to thank God for what he has done, for this that he has done for me, it is going to encourage somebody. It's going to help somebody who is going through something similar to that. Hallelujah. Do we have those testimonies that are still bubbling? Are those things still stirring us up? Do we feel like I just got to tell somebody what he has done for me. I got to tell somebody how this year started for me and how it is ending right now. It's surely the hand of the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. This was not prearranged. So don't think, you know, sometimes in politics what they'll do is that they'll let people know in advance that when I finish talking, so be the first one, just go and run there, you know, and then you are scripted, you have something you need to read. No, this is genuinely what the Lord has done for you. And what a wonderful moment for us to reflect back. You know, we don't have any corn to bring or chicken or eggs or cows or milk or anything to bring, you know, but to bring here in front. But it's just to offer our hearts as living sacrifices before God. Just declaring, God, I just thank you for what you've done for me. In the beginning, I didn't think I'd make it towards the end of the year. But here I am today, end of November. Lord, I just want to thank you. That's enough. That's enough. We may not understand everything. You don't have to tell us everything. Whatever it is that is in your heart at this moment is enough to encourage somebody. Praise the name of Jesus. Do you have somebody like that this morning? Just 2 minutes. Brother Monene, 2 minutes. I don't know.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I have this much. Get me right. Amen. Because it has been done to me. Not kama wonjoroge, but Munene Francis. Do you get me? 13 years without seeing my spawns, without seeing my beloved ones. 13 years. But a God who liveth forever, who knows that there is God in heaven. Hallelujah. I'm not preaching. God help me not. Because this is not easy. For you, you might see, you know, you are seeing your people every single morning, like Pastor Julius every single morning. If he sees, he can see his wife, see his children around. Married to a lovely wife and lovely kids, 13 solid years. My God! If you go home saying there is no miracle, miracles are happening even today. Don't think that Jesus took miracles home. No, he left miracles even in this world. I'm a witness. 2015 wasn't my year. I would say that with my eyes open. 2015, I lost my job and I stayed in home like 3 months. And I'm here smiling, wearing suits because I love them. Hallelujah. Who cares? I can't come and tell you, hey, I have this, I'm missing this, I'm missing the other. But who's... Is that not the Bible? When you are fasting, smear some onto you and no one will know. Is that the Bible? So Munene Francis is here with but 3 months no job. In America, woohoo! In America, 3 months. But God is good and he remains good. I saw my people 2016. I would say that was my year. I know. 2016 was my year, I would say. Many and great things have happened. One is to see my people, because that one I won't forget. Secondly, I got a job, not with the big money, but promising. You'd rather get $2 if not, but promising that tomorrow you get the very dollars. I used to get a lot and big monies, but no promising. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. But excuse me, we don't have time. If only I have time. This big. Because it has happened to me. Allow me to say this. We used to do, I'm a preacher of the gospel. Yeah, that's where you get here. Listen here. We have been talking of Abraham, Jacob, and the like. Those are the people like Jesus asked. How about me? What do you people say I am? Listen, this is Modena now talking, not about Abraham. I have seen God in reality. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you so much, Brother Francis. That's what I'm talking about. You know, when the Lord does something to you, you can't keep quiet. When the Lord does something to you, you know, you're bubbling and you just want to, you know, you're trying to tell it all together. Praise the name of Jesus. I know their testimony is here. We want you to encourage people. Where are you? I knew you were coming. Because if you're not going to come, Grace, I was going to call you. Give a hand to Grace as she comes.
Oh my God, I wish I could sing it. I wish. Can I just praise? 1 second. Just stand up. Stand up with me. You know, we really don't need instruments to praise. You know, the Bible says that David praised until all his clothes came off. Yes, so somebody say yes. Yes. Hallelujah. I have so many things. I can relate to you, my brother. There's so much that the Lord has done. If I was to tell, it will never end. It is so much. Us being here is a testimony. Hallelujah. That young man being there is a testimony enough. Hallelujah. He is our whole testimony. Sometime back 2009, the doctor said he will not make it. He has cancer and we can't figure it out. And now 7 years back, he is there. And we bless the Lord. Amen. And many more that the Lord has done. Hallelujah. How many of us know the song that says, "What shall I say unto my God? I only say thank you, Lord." How many of us know that song? Come on, join it to our fundisha. Igiugatia he mwadhani, nojugire newega, nisemeje kwake Bwana ninasema asante imba kwake Bwana ninasema oh what shall I say unto my God I only say thank you Lord sing it unto my God, I only say thank you. Now pick up my coffee. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I only say thank you. Sing it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I only say thank you. Ni se meje kwa ke Bwana. Ni nasema asante. Imba, imba, nisema, nyinyi muimbi kama watu wanashukuru Bwana. Amuimbi kama watu wanashukuru Bwana. You're not singing like somebody who's grateful. Amen. I want to sing. I want to see you jumping if you know the Lord has done something for you. Come on, my sister, my brother. You have every reason to be grateful. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. 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 Do we have people in the house of God? Amen. Higher 20. What shall I say unto my God? I only say thank you, Lord. What shall I say unto my God? I only say
thank you, Lord.
Oh, what shall I say unto my God? Only say thank you, Lord.
What shall I say to my Lord?
Hey, I only say thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I only say thank you, Lord. Thank you,
thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
thank you,
Lord. Thank you. I only say
thank you, Lord.
Ni se meje. Kwa ke Bwana ninasema asante imba
nisemeje kwa ke Bwana
ninasema
asante
mimi nisemeje kwa wema wake ninasema asante imba
nisemeje
kwa ke Bwana ninasema
asante
asante
Asante,
Asante, Asante,
Asante,
Asante,
Asante,
Asante,
Asante,
Asante, Asante, Asante,
Asante,
Lord, thank you.
Asante,
Lord, thank you, Lord. I only say,
thank you,
Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Newega, no tuvire.
Thank you.
Newega, newega, no tuvire. Asante,
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 asante.
Nina Simba.
Asante.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Auntie. He has done so much. I cannot tell it all. Amen. But he knows that I am thankful. I am grateful. And I am humbled for who he is to my life. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Grace. Let's give the hand of praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Look what the Lord has done. That when you come to that point of your life and you turn back to where you come from, you just lift up your hands and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else who wants to look back and say, Lord, I thank you? Thank you. Come on, Sister Purity. Look what the Lord has done.
I get 2 extra minutes because I'm your mother. We share the same name as his mother. Praise the Lord. Bwana asifiwe. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For he is good. Amen. The Bible says in Zephaniah 3, I think it's like verse 7 or 8, that the Lord delight in me purity. Bwanas, if you were, I don't know. I have personalized this word. I am telling you. And the Bible continues to say that he shall rise up with songs on me. Praise the Lord. If nobody has delighted themselves in you, just know that the Lord delights in you. That is why when I enter my daddy's house, when I wake up in the morning, and I know that of all the people, the Lord God of heaven delights in me, meaning that he purposes to do great things in me. Praise the Lord. I'm just so excited and I'm so confident. Praise the Lord. I used to have a lot of self-esteem issues until I read this verse. And I realized that of all the people of this earth, the God of heaven delights in me. And I decided, let me tell you, it doesn't matter who, it doesn't matter what situation, it doesn't matter what kingdom. If the kingdom of heaven has delighted in me, I shall walk in confidence, praise the Lord. And I shall declare the goodness of the Lord, praise the Lord, in the land of the living. I'm not waiting to get to heaven to declare the goodness of the Lord, praise the Lord. But I shall declare the goodness of the Lord in this land, praise the Lord. So allow me right now to declare the goodness of the Lord. Can I do it? Do you have a choice? No, you don't. Praise the Lord. So let me declare, first of all, let me say that I'm delighted this morning, even as the Lord delights in me. And I want, when we were singing that song about heaven coming down, it's really we were asking God to leave heaven and come on earth and interfere in our businesses. So I don't know what business you have that you want the Lord to come from heaven, not to send Michael, not to send Gabriel, not to send David, but he himself to come and settle your affairs once and for all. Praise the Lord. And if you believed as you confessed that song, he already came and he is settling affairs even as you sit on that seat. Praise the Lord. I am, when Pastor Julia started talking about us coming here with a testimony, I have so much that I can say. I'm about to graduate on December 17th. Praise the Lord. That's a big testimony. Praise the Lord. It has taken 3 years of hard work and struggling and just feeling so discouraged and being so busy. But let me tell you, the testimony that I have so vividly was the morning that I was coming from a night job in Murphy, and I was coming on Rena, and there were two lanes that were going to turn left on Jupiter. And so those two lanes, and I'm on the outer lane, and I was driving so fast because I had to go to my day job, and I was running late, and I was on high speed. And the two lanes were actually full, so meaning that the person who was ahead of me, I thought he was going straight on Rena, but he was supposed to be on the second lane to turn left. And so what I did, I was just driving and I'm cruising thinking about work. And this person just went and stopped like right in front of me. And let me tell you, you say you see God. Me, I saw him. Praise the Lord. Because I remember that it's after I passed this person that I realized that I didn't even hit him. Because I saw his car. You know, like he just stopped. Like there was not enough room for him to turn left. And I'm cruising through. And the God of heaven, the one who delights in me, the one who knows that that October my work was not finished, He preserved me. Praise the Lord. He preserved my life because he knows that I must see the generation on generation of Collins and Claire. Hallelujah. Because he knows the he knows that I'm going to be called my toe. Praise the Lord. And so there was no way I was going to die on that road. Praise the Lord. And I have purpose to just tell of the Lord that he is God. Praise the Lord. I call him Jehovah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Let's just love this God. Hallelujah. When you come into the house of the Lord, know you are in the house of your daddy. Praise the Lord. Just come with excitement and expectation. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid of anybody. The person you are looking at, you are being afraid, don't worry about them. They cannot do much for you. Just come knowing that there is a God that woke you up this morning. Thank you for the favor of the extra 2 minutes. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Praise the name of Jesus. I'm loving this because this is what really builds the church of Christ. Praise the name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 2, when you see what the church growing, it's growing because of the testimonies that were being advanced and being given to the church. As people learned of the challenges that others have gone through, they started building. Those became foundations for their lives themselves. Praise the name of Jesus. Where is another testimony? Where is another testimony? and I see Kamau coming with a baby. Margaret, see you come with this man here.
Praise the Lord, church. Yeah, today I'm grateful. I have something to smile about. Yeah, and also I have something to say thank for this year, which I, you know, which for the past couple of months, you know, I have been with the paperwork of this daughter, but finally she is here. Amen.
Praise the Lord, church. I'm Margaret. This is my husband, Francis, and this is my daughter. I'm so happy today, and I thank God. Deep in my heart, I thank God, because I left my daughter when she was only 4 months. And I was crying, for real, I was crying in the embassy, because I couldn't even understand what they were telling me to leave the daughter behind, because she was still tiny and toddlers and stuff. But God has done great. Right now, she's in America. I thank God. And then I got saved the day I left to Kenya. So... So I'm happy seeing all this stuff happening in me, and I'm really, I deserve to serve God. So far, no regrets, and I thank God, and still I thank everybody because of what you're planning to do, the baby shower and stuff. Let me thank everybody in advance. Thank you so much, church. You know, the togetherness is the key. It's not about the diaper and stuff. It's the togetherness is the key and the love. Thank you so much.
Amen. Wow. You know, those are the things that you say. What do I say then? You know, what do I say? There are things that only God can do. You can go to the embassy and speak all the English until there is no English remaining. But I'm telling you, until the Lord says so, you got to wait. Thank God for what he's done in Kamau and Margaret's life. You know, what an amazing testimony. Shutting down. Any last testimony? Any other testimony? Are we done with what the Lord has done? So all we others, there is nothing else that God has done. Eh? I'm pushing now. God, there was nothing else. Lorraine has. And then Lorraine will be our last one.
Let's see if I can get through this. Yeah, I think most of you know my family members aren't saved yet. But we've been praying in small groups, and other people have been praying for jobs for my children. And thank you, Lord, they're both employed. They are being blessed. My daughter has been having issues with anxiety and stress, and it's upsetting her digestive system. But we've heard very little complaints lately. And so we're saying, thank you, Lord, for that. And today, my son and his girlfriend are out looking at their first home to buy. It's like, oh, Lord. So thank you, Lord, and thank you, my family here at church. I couldn't make it every day without the gift that God has given me with all of you. So thank you.
Look what the Lord has done. That it just doesn't go just partly. It's not just a short term. When you have that commitment with the Lord Jesus Christ, it's all the way. It's all the way. He leads you all the way. He watches over you. And that's why the writer says that, I know the plans that I have for you. Probably, in your life, you're looking at maybe, you know, you've tried to go through your mind, say, what is it that the Lord has really done for me this year? Maybe there is nothing. Genuinely so. All that I can say is that something is in the works for you. There is something that is so vivid that you probably can't even see it or fit. But I am telling you, you do not know of a God who promises, who doesn't keep his promises. When he says, I know the plans that I have for you, there are plans. Believe you me, There are plans. When Purity was giving that testimony, I remember that I think about maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was over lunchtime. I had gone home to do some things, and I didn't have, you know, there wasn't enough time. I was running, you know, late, so I was trying to, you know, just to speed up a little bit. But somewhere on exchange, you know, there on Highway 75. I don't know what happened. My mind was completely taken away at what I was supposed to do, and my time was actually, I was running out of time. And then there was this big truck that was ahead of me. And for some reason, I think he tried to avoid a vehicle. Where am I supposed to be, Lorraine? To which one? So this truck kind of just stopped. And it stopped so suddenly that he swerved right from the inner lane. He turned, he had braked so hard that the tires were smoking. And he turned, you know, and I could see him, you know, literally pleading for his life. And I was telling in my heart, I said, no, God, I thank you for this driver. And it's not today. Not today. Those are the only words that I uttered to the Lord. I honestly believe that that truck was going to tip over. And he was going to tip over other vehicles that were also, you know, right behind him. Would you believe me that there was nothing that happened? He just stopped there. And, you know, this is so funny. But, you know, the other vehicles that were right behind him, they started overtaking him and going so fast. I think they were thinking that the vehicle could, you know, it's like a demon in the vehicle. But I'm telling you, because of what the little things that God does for you, when you start testifying and living those testimonies, when you start speaking those words become alive. You know, I believe with all my heart that there are things that will not happen to you because you've spoken them. You've uttered them. Because the Bible tells us from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you speak calamity, if you speak illnesses, if you speak death, behold, that's what is going to happen. But if you speak peace, if you speak over those guys, you don't even know what they smoked in the morning, and they're driving whichever way they're driving, and you say, not today. I am telling you, you may save a driver there. You may just save a driver there. Praise the name of Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. I believe that there is something. Ben, I can see your hand. But I know that the Lord has really done so many things for our lives. Some of them, there are so much that we cannot be able to tell them all. Some of them, maybe they are so little. The fact that you woke up this morning, the fact that you are breathing, the fact that this year you've not gone to the hospital is something to thank God for. But maybe you feel that is not something I can actually testify, because I wanted something bigger than that. But the fact that I, as Julius, can see you here today, I can see the Lord's goodness in this church. Praise the name of Jesus. The fact that you're here, it is something to thank God for. We got to move on because it's almost our time. So the thing is that even as a church, there are things that we want to thank God for. Oh, this microphone. Because we are not where we were when we started. So I have the purple one. Will this help? So even as a church, we are not where we started. We have also made our own milestones. We had our strategies, or we had milestones that we put, our goals that we set up in the beginning, and we are not where we were. But we can look back and tell God, thank you. I'm going to give you an opportunity, maybe 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes, because Bwana, you know, you look after the money, so 3 minutes just so you can explain a little bit more. Where are we? You know, what has the Lord done for us?
Praise God. Because of Purity, I'll just take 2 minutes so that I can compensate for that 2 minutes. Let me tell you, I just want to say thank you for each and everything. A couple of months ago, I know I stood here and I was pleading, I was requesting, because you know, when the expenses are more than the income, basically it means something will not be paid. And someone somewhere have to do something. And sometimes it takes, I didn't know when I took this service that it might cost you sleepless nights. But it have also taught me that waiting upon the Lord, it's the most important thing. You don't have to even miss the night or the sleep. Sometimes it's just you go to sleep and that's all. As I recall, I pleaded with everyone, like, please, our finances were not enough. And our financial position was so bad that month, I had no idea where the rent would come from. As you all know, we pay the rent for this building or for this church. But as I stand today is November what? 26? 27? I can tell you that we can pay even for December and January. So, waiting upon the Lord, trusting in God. It's not even about how many we are. It's not about the number. Forget about the number. You can be two. But when God is there, He'll do something. And when He does that, I'm telling you, you'll see the change. I'm telling you that now I have more faith. It has built me. And I want to tell you, thank you. If I can go around and hug each and every one of you, telling you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I can do that. But because of time, just on behalf of the finance department, the entire church, I say thank you. God bless you. May He enlarge your territory. And let's continue being faithful to Him, not only in giving, in serving Him, in each and every department. May it be Sunday school. May it be praise and worship. And let me say praise and worship to Him. Thank you. Thank you. You did a wonderful job. And God bless you. That was excellent. I would like to also recognize some people. Brother Move, Steve, George, and anyone else who goes into that office. Sometimes it's like you may wonder, why do people go to that office? But they go there to count the offering. They take their time. Sometimes I know even Steve will miss some meetings or will be going somewhere else and say, no, you have to do it. That's a sacrifice. It's serving the Lord. Let me tell you, it's not in vain. God will bless you. And may He bless you. May He enlarge your territory too. Pastor Tony, Pastor Julius, Pastor Catherine, thank you very much. You have talked to me. You have encouraged me. When things are so bad, when I feel like I can't move on, you always tell us, no. Be patient. Wait upon the Lord. And I'm telling you, even in family matters, at home, this serving Lord has taught me a lot. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Lorraine, good job. God bless you too. And also, I want to thank each and everyone who participated in like the things that comes in the church, like maybe one of us lose a loved one, and we go to help them. Maybe there's that baby shower. That is also part of serving the Lord. And I have seen the love in this church. I always say when I was joining this church, that is something that moved me. And I say, God, there is this love in this church. Let's never forget to love one another. And God will increase us in number and will increase in each and every way. So I'll say thank you, God. All the glory and honor, the honor to God. And once again, I say thank you to each and every member. I can't fail to say, I always tell some that, let me tell you, without the members, there is no church. So, feel you belong. And when you want to serve, you don't even wait for pastor to tell you that you can serve here. There is a need. In the house of the Lord, there is a need. Go ahead and serve. And I always say, even if you come and tell Joseph, I think I can do a better job, I'll say, thank you, God bless you. We can work together as a team, and we can make it a success because we are serving the Lord. And the visitors, like I'll say, Karibuni sana, welcome. I can see my friend Jose there. Karibu sana, God bless you. I have a lot to thank God for, even in my personal life. One thing that I was thinking about this morning is about God's forgiveness and God's mercy. You know, sometimes we say that, okay, I'm saved, but we don't know what this salvation costed. Can you just imagine Jesus died on the cross for just me and you? And just reflect on your life and ask, is like, I was even thinking, it's like, have I been too perfect? Or no, if you look at my life, if it's about perfection, I'll say no. I try, but I know I fail. But I was thinking about, like now, Pastor Monene, if I come and wrong you, you might say, Joseph, I forgive you. But what you will be feeling in the heart is like, alinitenda, sindio? But can you think about God's love? When he says, I've forgiven you, you're forgiven. There is no condemnation. And that's something that I say, I'll just say, thank you, God. For the gift of life, the gift of salvation, I say thank you, God. Once again, asante sana. Sijui nawezema aji asanteni. Oginya, uginye teni ebenezai. For rain, that so far is the Ebenezer, and even whatever is coming, still waiting for Jesus. And let's wait. Let's wait for Jesus. So I don't have anything else to say apart from saying, Asini sana, God bless you.
So I'll just ask you to kind of end up and say where the church is. Lord has done for the church. But before I do that, I'll probably say, I'll give you half a minute because I said that it's, you know, when you're afraid of saying much. So I'm going to give you half a minute. You know, so if you extend it to be at least a minute, just come and share with us what the Lord has done for you or celebrate with you.
Let's go, church. Amen. Half a minute is difficult to budget, but I'll try. Yeah. No, really, just the what you said about how God saved you and purity too on a road situation. There's just one thing that happened that I think God wanted to share and let you know. Control. And this didn't even happen because we were taking Collins, our son, to school in Oklahoma, and as we went, there's a truck that came into our lane, and as I swore the truck, I found ourselves on a steep hill, so basically the vehicle on the side. So basically it was this kind of setup that there's a valley. When we go to the valley, there were trees, and we were driving at 70 miles per hour, and in the trees, it's grassy patch, and so you don't know where to avoid the road. You just can't. But we trusted God. Now, when you step on the brake, the vehicle is just going. God did something that only God could do. We kept going, avoiding the tree. There was a big hole out of nowhere, so that if you bam into the tree, the vehicle rolls. Somehow, we were able to just get over that hole without getting hit. And right in front of us, now there was a bridge. There were vehicles crossing the road, and so there was just no way. Whichever way we were going to perish, the whole family. Somehow, God stopped that car before we got to that valley. No prayer. God just stopped the car. So when you look at it, even when you run, it's of a different nature in our individual lives. And God, but even today, we all face challenges in our challenges that witnessed. He goes. And he continues to do great things in our purity and our children. And we have had your testimonies. What has gone on is extremely encouraging. It just tells us we are not alone. We all sum it up. God is in control. So what if, as an individual, if you live living alone, just remember the psalm of day that we have, God is in control, and that we shall overcome. Thank you. Amen.
Wow. Praise the Lord. I was just seated there and just enjoying what the Lord has done. Amen. I feel like we are all involved. We are all kind of like in happy where God in different routes to experience the goodness of his mercy and sometimes also to experience his challenges. Amen. I thank God the different routes he takes us. Every single one of us who stood up here, he stood up here to just give him the glory. How do you think God feels when we just come here, just like a four-month-old child in camp, and I went up there, I got a visa, and I'm here. That, you know, my son was diagnosed with cancer, you know, several years ago. They gave him just a short time, but he is still here. Praise the Lord. You know, we all give glory to God, and that's what life is. That God expects to live. That every single time that we live here on earth, that our life every single time will give him the glory. Amen? I'm just so worried. And just because I don't want even I want to preach, I just want to read some scriptures. And I just want to give this chance to us who wants to sing. And then we're going to read these scriptures together. Okay, did you want to do it right now?
Praise the Lord. I just wanted us to stand up and we can sum it all because the Lord has been faithful. I know the time has gone by, but there are so many things that the Lord has done, and as Pastor Julia said, there are things that you have no words to even sum it up because of the faithfulness of God. And I was looking at it, I don't know whether my husband can remember, that the whole of last year I was so sickly that several times I had the ambulance come to get me from the house. And sometimes even to the point of going to pick up my son from school, and you know, getting to the point where, you know, I was like losing, you know, like I was not myself. And there was something called a panic attack that was so aggressively working in my body that it was so tormentive that my body would not, you know, it was like I could get a panic attack and my body would just get dysfunctional and I could not do anything at all. So but the Lord delivered me. And the Lord healed me completely, completely, so that I could not, like I was looking back the other day and I was saying, my goodness, Lord, when did you even heal me? You know, it's like I would look and I could look at it. Was it in January? Was it in February? But today my husband can testify that there has not been anything like that and there will never be anything of the sort. And I'm going to encourage you and tell you that the Lord will do it again. Whatever the Lord, whatever you're going through right now, just be encouraged and know he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. More. I just want us to praise the name of the Lord. I will praise the Lord with all of my heart, with all of my soul. I will praise the Lord. I will sing to him a thank you song. He has given me, he has given me. I will praise the Lord with all of my heart, with all of my soul. I will praise the Lord. I will sing to him a thank you song. He has given me,
he has given me.
Oh, the life that I have,
he has given me.
He has given me. And the joy that I have,
he has given me.
He has given me. And the family that I have,
he has given me.
He has given me. I will praise the Lord
with all my heart. I will praise the Lord. I will sing to him a thank you song.
He has given me.
He has given me.
I will praise the Lord with all my heart,
with all of my soul.
I will praise the Lord.
I will sing to him a thank you song.
He has given me,
he has given me
all the bread that I have.
He has given me,
he has given me
the salvation that I have.
He has given me,
he has given me.
I will praise the Lord
with all of my heart,
with all of my soul.
I will praise the Lord.
I will sing to him.
I thank you, Lord.
He has
He has given me.
I will praise the Lord
with all of my heart, with all of my soul. I will praise the Lord. I will sing to Him. I thank you, sir. He has given me.
And we thank you for health. We thank you for victory. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for all that you have given us, Lord. We receive all the glory, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you so much. He has given us His life. He has given me. Amen. So first of all, I would like to welcome those that are with us for the very first time. Do you have any guests this morning? Any guests? Any visitors? Do you have any visitors? I can see like somebody I've never seen here before. Do you want to say hi to us? Oh, she's been here before? You can tell us your name again, if you don't mind. Oh, where? What is your name? Oh, Rachel from Uganda. Do you appreciate her coming to be with us? Amen. Welcome, my sister. Thank you. Thank you so much. Anyone else who has not been here? Amen. We want to appreciate the Lord. So first and foremost, I really want to thank every one of you for your commitment to the work of God in this sanctuary. It is amazing, just as Joe was saying, you know, it doesn't take, you don't have to be, you know, just a large congregation to do what the Lord has called us to do. But it just calls for our faithfulness. And just as Joe told us here, we couldn't do any ministry, couldn't do the ministry here. Even there are so many things that are supposed to be, that require financial commitment or financial, our finances in order to do the things that we are supposed to do. And without your faithfulness, we couldn't do that. And see, a few months ago, just as we came here, we couldn't even pay some of the things. But today we can testify of the goodness of God. Amen? He has worked through you and through your faithfulness. And so from my heart to your heart, I just want to say thank you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May He sustain you. And may he continue to propel that wheel of faithfulness. Because usually I say faithfulness is like a seed. You sow it today, and within a short time, you'll be able to realize of your harvest. Praise the Lord. So let us not grow weary of doing good. I just really want to thank you so much. You know, Pastor Julius usually say that Empowerment Christian Center is comprised of some diehard members who, in spite of things that we might be going through, they never throw their towel on us, but they are here day in, day out. Praise the Lord. And so I just want to thank God for each one of you and for the families that have dedicated themselves to come over to this ministry, and also for your commitment to the Lord. You see, the Lord rejoices when we give ourselves to Him. Amen? So most of us, all of us, have something to give to the kingdom of God. Each one of us has a gift. And so it is, a body is just like a regular body. A body becomes functional when every single organ, you know, does what it's called to do. Amen? When the hand becomes a hand, when the leg becomes a leg, when a head becomes a head. But, you know, the body becomes dysfunctional when certain organs of the body fail to do what they are called to do. And so my call and my encouragement is that let us not give up. You know, let us not grow weary. If you know God has called you to be a singer, I thank God for Sister Grace. She can't sing, sit down there, you know, when the worship team is here. We never even talk to her, but she says, this is my ministry, and I have to go up there and so that I can be a blessing to the people of God. Praise the Lord. Amen? So I know God has called some of you to be ushers. I know God has called some of you to be Sunday school teachers. I know God has called you to be whatever God has called you to be. So rise up and arise to the job that the Lord has called you. And when you do that, the Lord is going to bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen? We have had different projects. Like, for example, the greatest project that we have right now is the building. You know, we may not really have done so much, but we have inched closer to our goal. Amen? We are better than when we started. Praise the Lord. And we believe that the campaign is going to continue going on. I thank God also for the building committee. that is led by our chairman, Gideon, and all the committee members who have committed themselves to bring ideas of how we can raise up money. I can tell you that soon and very soon there's something very, very exciting that is coming up, and we all want to join together and so that we mobilize our forces and so that we can realize of this dream. Praise the Lord. We've written it on the wall, and we know that that vision, even though it tarries, shall surely come to pass. Praise the Lord. So it calls for our faithfulness, kidogo, 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 as we inch up closer to the goal. And when we do that, the Lord is going to bless you. I also want to take this opportunity to thank the Lord for the men that He has given, the men that the Lord has given to be around me as leaders. You know, they are a source of encouragement, you know, in various things that we have and challenges that we have in the ministry. They've counseled with me. They have encouraged me. Many times I felt like giving up, but they've told me, no, Pastor, you cannot give up at this time. You have to continue doing the work of the ministry. And so I just want to acknowledge them and just thank them from the bottom of my heart. You know, the finance department, Pastor Julia, Sam, and all of you that have come up to encourage us even as we have served the Lord. I also want to take this opportunity to thank God for my wife, Catherine, you know, for the great dedication that she does to coordinate the women, to coordinate sometimes the worship, you know, with our brother Rodriguez and many other things that she does. I thank God for the women of this church. Praise the Lord. That every time we've called you to rise up to what you're supposed to do, you've never given up on us. Praise the Lord. Shall we appreciate our women? Praise the Lord. The ladies of this church are awesome. And thank God for each one of you. May you continue serving God. May you continue, you know, giving your talents and gifts even to make this ministry what God wants us to be. Praise the Lord. I also want to thank God for the men of this church. Every time we've called for a meeting or a commitment that we want to do, you've never been left behind. You've always rose to the occasion. And you've come by and you've supported each other. There has not been any complaints. I remember there was one brother at some point, I think it must have been early last year, who didn't even have a car. The men came together and they raised their money with no questions asked or anything. And they brought their monies together and we bought a brother a car. Praise the Lord. That is something that gives God the glory. And can we appreciate the men of Empowerment Christian Center? Thank you so much for all that you have done. May the Lord God bless you, and may He keep and sustain each one of you. And as we continue to aspire for greater things, even in this coming year, the Lord has started to speak in my spirit about honor. I don't know what He wants to speak about us concerning this coming year, about honor. That honoring God and putting Him first in all that we do will make us reap a great harvest. Praise the Lord. And so we shall be exploring this into detail, and I'll be seeking His heart even as He has just dropped that word in my spirit, and I just wanted to explode into every corner of my life and to search it and to see what He wants us to do even as we honor God in this coming year. Praise the Lord. It is amazing that when we honor one another, we are able to realize of the fruits of honoring one another. How do we honor our parents? Do we honor our leaders? Do we honor our elders? Above all, do we honor God? What do we need to do in order for God to qualify us as men and women who have honored Him? Those are some of the things that I'll be waiting upon God, and I want to believe God with you that you'll also wait upon God with me to see how we can honor Him even in the year 2017. Praise the Lord. I just want to share some scriptures here. I just don't want to preach. I just want to share some scriptures that have been so monumental in my life. And I believe some of you can share these scriptures with me. Sister Monica, can you read, you know, a psalm for me, for us? Can you come and get this here? Just come and get this. And someone else, Sister Grace, can you also share a psalm with me here? So, Sister Monica, you're gonna read this for us. Don't go; just come here, and then after that, you're gonna come and read. You can have this, my sister. And then we are gonna do. You can be reading it to acquaint yourself with it. And we just want to share these scriptures. I'm going to start with Sister Monica's verse. That's a psalm that I love and we all know. And I know we're going to be blessed.
Okay, Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me. You will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen.
May God bless his word. That is that last part of Psalm 23 that I really love, that surely your goodness and love will follow me. Amen. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Hallelujah. Psalms 107. All give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercies endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfied the longing soul, and he filleth this hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contempt the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their hearts with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools because of their transgression, and because of their iniquities are afflicted. Their souls abhor all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their distress. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his works, his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice their sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea of sheep, to the sea in sheep, that do business in great waters. This see the works of the Lord, and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down against the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to go and to and fro, and they stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distress. He maketh the storm to come, so that the waves thereof are still. Then they are glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them out of their distressed having. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, and a wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields and plant vineyards, which he may yield fruits of increase. He blessed them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffered not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness, where there is no way. Yet sitteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord.
Jeremiah 9:23. This is a verse that I came across, and every day, to be honest with you, this verse has been ringing in my heart. And this is what Jeremiah 9:23 says. Thus says the Lord, let not a wise man boast of his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast of his might. Let not a rich man boast of his riches. But let him who boasts, boast of this, that he understands and knows me, and that I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For I delight in these things, declares the Lord. Amen. Let no one who thinks that he is wise boast of his wisdom. And Lord, let not the mighty boast of their mightiness. Let not those people who think that they are rich not boast about their richness. But if anyone boasts of anything, let him boast that he knows the Lord. Praise the Lord. That means that when we boast about the fact that we know the Lord, everything in entirety that the Lord would want to give us is in the knowledge of him. Amen? You know, this today I was just thinking about mighty men who have fallen. And I've also thought about mighty men who have wanted to advance their greatness and greed. And I was thinking about the example, about the president-elect that we are having right now. He's a billionaire. But you know, it's like people want just to gather more and more and more and more and more. Praise the Lord. But at the end of the day, even if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, what benefit do we get? Amen? There are people who thought that they would never die. You know, yesterday I heard about the death of the president of Cuba. I think I heard about the president of Cuba when I was a little boy. And it was, you know, I could hear about, you know, his fame and the things that he had done. But today, where is he? He is actually on a, I don't know whether he's been buried, but he is dead. He is no more. Praise the Lord. What would it benefit for all of us if we would gain the whole earth and lose our eternal soul? Amen? The days that we have been given here on this earth are probably maybe 100 days and maybe 70 or just about that. So what would our legacy be? Would our legacy be that we achieve the highest education? And I'm not saying that going to school is bad. Would our legacy be that we filled our banks with all the money that we had? Would our legacy be that we achieved the highest level of achievement that we would achieve here on earth? But what would our legacy be? Let our legacy be that we served the Lord. Praise the Lord. That day in, day out, we were found in the house of the Lord. That we delighted in the laws of the Lord. That we would boast in him. Amen? That if we ever boasted about anything, if we ever were proud about anything, that we'll be proud of this one thing, that I knew the Lord when I was on earth. Praise the Lord. Amen? You know, we can have all the kind of things that we can have, especially in America. We can drive the best cars. We can live in beautiful homes. And we can attain all levels of education and all the monies that we would want on this planet. But all that will all come to an end, praise the Lord. What remains, and I identify with what King Solomon said, that all is vanity of vanity, praise the Lord. It is a chasing, is all a chasing after the wind, praise the Lord. And all the duty of man, what remains thereof, is that we were all created to serve the Lord, praise the Lord. Me and you and every other person here on this planet, our greatest and the one chief goal that we have is to serve the Lord, praise the Lord. So no matter what we find ourselves doing, no matter what we find ourselves chasing after, let us be found serving God. Amen. I've dedicated, I've been speaking to the Lord this last few days, and I've been telling him, Lord, I want to serve you. I want to serve you. I want to do whatever, you know, whatever I have to do, the remaining part of my life, just dedicating myself to serving you and just doing what you've told me to do. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I believe if we do that as a church, this is a good environment where we can come together, you know, and give ourselves, commit ourselves to the Lord, even as we serve him and as we dedicate ourselves to him. And you know what? The Lord is not going to leave us. As we serve him, there are going to be challenges. But in the midst of those challenges, God is going to come and deliver us. And get what? We are going to give him the glory for what he has done. Praise the Lord. Finally, as I sit down, I was really looking forward for a form that without it, I wouldn't travel to Kenya in the next few days. And I'd called all the agencies that, you know, that I was supposed to call. And when I called, they told me that they couldn't help me. I needed just this, a letter of appointment to go and do something in one of the government offices so that I could travel. And so when I called in, nobody was giving me an answer. I was supposed to fill up an appointment to go so that I can go get, you know, go speak to the people that I was supposed to speak to so I can get a form. But every time I would log in into this website where you're supposed to log in, it was saying that there were no appointments. And so finally we were driving with my daughter. I think it was, I can't remember where we were going. I think we were going to do, I can't remember what we were doing, but I told my daughter, let us drive by this office by chance that somebody might be able to hear, to listen to me. And so we are driving by this office. It's a government office. It was actually the day before Thanksgiving. And so when I arrived there, I looked and there was just sporty cars. You know, there are not so many cars. And I told my daughter, you know what, I was hoping that there would be many cars here so that I could sneak in there and try to see if I could find somebody to help me. And so I told my daughter, I don't think there's anybody here who can help me. So I guess we're going to turn around. But my daughter told me, why not? Turn to somebody, tell them, why not? Let me tell you, Susie told me, why not? We need to get out of this car and go knock on that door. The worst that they can tell us is that we are not going to serve you. And let me tell you, I told her, did you really say why not? And I said, yeah. I said, why not? Let's go. So I went and I said in my heart, I said, okay, I'm just going by the faith of my daughter. And, you know, by the time you get into this entry, there's a security officers who stop you and say, the first question they ask me, do you have an appointment? And I told them, of course, I didn't have an appointment. So I told them, no, I don't have any appointment. So why would you think that would allow you to come inside here if you didn't have an appointment? So I told the security officers, if you can just give me 1 minute to explain my case. And there was this Hispanic guy who didn't want even, I mean, he was just doing his job, actually. He said, well, if you don't have an appointment, you don't even need a minute. You just go and apply. Whenever you get an appointment, you'll come here. So I told him, I'm supposed to travel on the 6th, and I need this document by the 2nd, so that I have to have it if I have to travel. And so he said, okay, what is your, do you have your green card? I said, no, I didn't even bring it. So he said, okay, so how can I help you? You don't even have anything. Actually, we were just driving by. So he said, okay, hold on 1 second. And then he commanded one of his superiors, can you call so-and-so to come and see what this guy wants, and so that we are just about to close and so we can go home. While we were, he told me, he couldn't even allow me to go through the security checkpoint. He told me, just stay outside there. We'll come and, you know, once that person comes, we'll come and talk to you. So while we were standing there with my daughter, two people came the same way. They couldn't get an appointment, and they really wanted to talk to somebody. And this Hispanic guy is like, he lost it. He's told, no, we cannot even talk to you. Get out. You cannot come here without an appointment. And so we were just starting staring. And just waiting, what is going to happen? And let me tell you, those that wait upon God shall renew their strength. And let me tell you, the faith of my daughter Susie, while we were waiting there, I saw a lady coming there, just smiling and telling me, oh, we were so sorry, we were supposed to mail this appointment letter to you, but thank God that you even came today because you wouldn't have gotten it anyway. And she handed me the notice that I've been waiting for. And let me tell you, I went there and just challenged by how much that no matter how, you know, let me tell you, doors might be closed for you on you. Now, whenever you're trying to apply for something, there everything says no. But let me tell you, God knows everything. He is the owner of everything. Even, let me tell you, I mean, humanly possible, I mean, humanly understanding, there was no way I was going to get that letter. You know, you needed to follow some steps in order to get it. But you know what? I just decided. I exercised. I said, let me go there. And even when I got there, by the way I saw the whole place, I couldn't even get. Let me tell you, if I didn't have my daughter, I wouldn't still have that letter with me. But I thank God because it was determined that I learn even from my young child. Praise the Lord. So I've learned to say, why not? Whatever you're waiting for, my sister, you know, in spite of all the things and the impediments that you're facing, why not? The worst they can say is no, and you can go back. But let me tell you, it's just like those lepers who, remember the story of the lepers? Who said, you know what, even if we stay here, we are going to die. So even if we go there, chances are we might leave, or? So whatever you're waiting on, and whoever you're supposed to see, I ask you kindly, make a step towards that direction. Amen? Why not? Go towards it and you see how God is going to fight for you. Today also we are going to pray for our sister Monica. They will be leaving for Kenya. When are you going? Wednesday? All right. So this is what we are going to do. We are going to give our tithes and offerings. Let's do this. Let's pray. Yeah, as you get Steve, let's give our tithes and offerings. And then we are going to conclude this day. The women have organized a very good lunch, and we also want to take time to celebrate what God has done for Francis and Sister Margaret, giving them a miracle of their baby being here. And so we want to give unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So thank you again for your faithfulness towards the giving that you do, as you pay your tithes, as you give your offerings, all these things. It's amazing, you know, how Joe and the financial team is able to negotiate all the needs that we have, and we're able to meet our budget. But we thank God. We can't do that without you. Praise the Lord. And so why don't we lift up that envelope to the Lord? Just wave it to the Lord as we give to the Lord and as we pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you even for the offerings and the tithes that we hold in our hands. Surely goodness and mercy will never ever escape us, Lord. Father, you've been faithful to all of us. Lord, through different routes that you've taken us, we've experienced challenges. Some challenges have been so great, but through it all, Lord, you've been there for us. You've come and redeemed us, and you've taken care of us. And we read that psalm about how you protected the children of Israel when they were desolate, meandering through the wilderness, Lord, without any hope. But when they came, they almost came to the 11th hour, you came to deliver them. And that is what you're doing, Lord, in our midst, O God. That through uncharted waters and through murky terrain, Lord, you've sent your to come pick us up. And sometimes even put us on your shoulders. Father, we cannot fail to acknowledge your goodness and mercy to us, our lives, O God. Father, help us to trust in you. Help us to believe in you, even when all the circumstances and things around us won't allow us to do it. Help us to believe in you. Help us to trust in you. Help us, Lord, even to face our giants. And help us not to even back off when we face challenges. We know that you're with us, O Lord. And Lord, in many cases, you just want us to make the first step towards where we are believing you in. And you are going to work it out for us. Thank you, Lord, even for the so many miracles and the so many breakthroughs that we've had here tonight. Father, the testimonies that you've worked through your people, Lord, we just want to acknowledge your presence in their lives. And I pray that we shall continue to trust you. We shall continue, Lord, even to believe in you. And thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, even for as we continue to sow into the house of the Lord. Father, I know that you're going to bring a multiplicity towards the seed that we're just about to sow. In the name of Jesus. And as we are faithful towards in this area, Lord, I pray that no one will lack anything in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree that all our bills will be paid. I declare and decree that all our fridges will be full of food. I declare and decree that no one of us, Lord, will ever lack in the name of Jesus. Lord, from this church, men and women will lend to other nations in the name of Jesus. We will not borrow from anyone because you'll have filled our storehouses to the glory and honor of your name. Lord, I pray that we shall love one another, that we shall lift one another, we shall encourage one another, and that we shall be your ambassadors, O Lord, even in this city. Help us, Lord, even to trust you more to the glory and honor of your name. And we pray this believing and trusting in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You can come and give here on the front. And for those who are giving electronically, you can see Sister Lorraine back there. And she can run your debit card. And thank you so much for your faithfulness. We thank God for you. Amen. And as I do that, I'd like to request Sister Monica and Brother Steve to quickly come over here so that we can pray for them. And wish them a good journey flight back to Kenya as they fly out this coming week. Amen. Oh, and as they come, we want to take this opportunity to thank God for Sister Betty and Brother William. I just want to announce that the Lord has come through for them. We were in the hospital yesterday with Catherine, and we were just privileged to hold baby Justin in our hands. And so thank God for that miracle bundle that the Lord has blessed them with. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why don't we stand up and as we pray for our brethren here and as they get ready to go to Africa. Karanja will be his first trip to Africa, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Stretch your hands towards them as we pray for them. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless you even for this beautiful family here. Lord, we would just want to commit them, Lord, even as they plan to fly to Kenya. Lord, we speak your safety in the airways in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that even as they land, even in Kenya, that you shall grant them safety to wherever they shall travel, O Lord. And as they meet with family and friends, and as they travel to different places, Lord, I pray that you shall protect them even on those roadways in the name of Jesus. Lord, may you bless every gathering. May you bless every family gathering. They shall be in attendance. And I pray that you shall harmonize every trip and every meeting in the name of Jesus Christ. May whatever they plan to go and do in Kenya come bear fruits in the name of Jesus. May you protect them, shield them from any disease, any auto accidents, anything that the enemy might want to throw at unto them. Lord, I pray that they shall be safe and secure in your presence. And thank you, Heavenly Father, even as we send them, they will come back safe and join us, and we shall be grateful to all that you have done for them. Thank you, Father. We bless you for this family, and in Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. It is our tradition when we send people to Kenya, I don't know whether you want to, you know, get some greetings and so that you can greet the people you're going to meet. Amen.
Yeah, we receive your greetings. We're going to send them to Kenya.
So when are you
Wednesday.
What time?
Yeah, at 1 p.m.
1 p.m.
Yes.
So, guys, be praying for them as they fly out. And we know that Karanja is going to enjoy meeting his other cousins and relatives. And this will be a great time. Do you want to say something?
Well, I would say I thank you, God, to know every one of you. And I pray God to protect you as we go there. You, not me, I said you. So when I come back, I find you the same way I left you. And also, I know God is going to protect us, because so far he has brought us. It's him. We stand here with our strength, you know, with our families. I thank him that we're going to go there and we're going to see the rest of our family who are over there, like my grandma. I miss her. It's been a long time. So every one of you, you have a good time over here. Okay. God bless you.
Amen. All right. Thank you. Why don't you hold the person of the person's hand that you're standing next to as we wind up this service. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful, we are grateful. Thank you so much, Lord, even for what you have done among us, your people. And thank you, Lord, even for having taken care of each one of them, Lord. Each and every one of us has a testimony of how you have come to lift us up out of a miry clay and difficult situations. And thank you, Lord, even as we continue, Lord, our trust is in you. We don't know what the future holds, but there's one thing that we know, that you are going to be the Lord of the future, and that you shall take hold of our hands, and that you shall lead and guide each one of us. Father, I pray that you shall protect each and every family here in the name of the Lord. Father, may you put them in a capsule of your love and of your peace and of your comfort. Lord, I thwart every strategy of the enemy concerning each and every one of us. I paralyze the activities of all the devils from hell. Assaults that are being mooted right now and organized and orchestrated against your children right now, I render them powerless in the name of Jesus. Assaults of sickness and diseases that are being prepared from the chambers of hell towards your people, right now I declare that none of them will reach any one of them. In the name of Jesus, they will walk and they will move and they will inhabit this earth and they will have joy, pure joy that comes from you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We declare and decree that none of our relatives will die before their time. Father, we declare and decree that we shall receive good reports from Kenya. None of us will receive a telephone that demoralizes them. In the name of Jesus. Lord, may you encamp round about us, O Lord. May you protect us, O God. May you open up our eyes that we may see your goodness. May you open up our ears that we may hear the voice of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, may you minister to each and every one of us this coming week. And Lord, I pray for those that may not have jobs, that you shall grant them jobs. I pray for those that have financial issues, that Lord, you will solve their problems in the name of Jesus. May you come through for those that desperately need you in whatever area in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We are one family that loves you, and we shall continue to trust in you, O Lord our God, because you are our Father. For it is in Jesus' name that we pray and believe. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. 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 May God bless you. May he keep you. May he sustain you now and forever. Amen. Amen.